All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag CB99 Talks. This episode 103. I'm Combo Breaker 99. And surprise, Zombie, this one ain't pre-recorded. This one actually gonna be live. I'm actually doing this one live, man. I ain't gonna be on here too long. I just wanted to do some of my picks here. Because, of course, my man BJ, he gonna be a little later. So at 8:30, so I just wanted to drop one on y'all, talk about these fights. What is it, UFC Vegas 64, right? Yeah. So that's what it is, man. I just wanted to come through and give y'all my picks tonight for these fights, talk a little bit about something else, you know, some side topic here, about Manon, of course. Marcus Bell, yes, I got him. Got him on this one. But yeah, y'all know where to subscribe, man. I be telling people, you know, you got to subscribe here. Wherever you listen to a show, your podcast, and we had 1,300 subscribers. Let's get to 2K now. You know, whether you like to troll me or not, I don't care, because it helps me out. So keep on doing what you're doing, right? So yeah, let's talk this card, man. We got four fights this weekend. We can't complain. Four good WMMA fights. Should be good. So I want to talk about, of course, the main event, Amanda and Marina and Amanda, a little bit before I'll give y'all my pick. And unfortunate news for Manon, we gotta discuss that a little bit, you know, what that means for the division. But shout out to Amanda, man. She was able to make it. Amanda Lemos was able to make it through. You know, she caught that late flight, came on through. I was a little worried, man, because I was looking at the interview. The interview she did, and she was looking a little bit stressed. You know, Amanda Lemos was looking a little bit tired, you know, from that exhausted late flight. Had to get here, make weight, train a little bit, you know, just to get acclimated to the Vegas weather and everything. But she made weight. Everything's good. 115.5. Same with Marina. Everybody's on weight, 115.5. So, yeah, I was a little worried. I ain't going to lie, man, when I saw how she looked in that interview. But at the weigh-in today, just got done watching it, she looked fine. You know, she looked good. She didn't look drained or anything. If y'all didn't know, y'all heard it live the other day. There's a whole political issue going on in, what, Sao Paulo. And three out of the four Brazilian fighters, they were postponed. You know, they were hung up in Brazil. So they called late flights. Because of the whole presidential election, people trying to get it overturned. And, you know, I'm not really into the politics. It was just tied to it. It was tied to a fight. That's why I was checking into it. But everything is good now. You know, the main event, headliner is still on. Marina, you know, she sounds, well, not Marina, but Amanda sounds like she's ready, man. Like, you know, she's just talking about the fight. She sounded confident. She said, hey, you know, we both strikers, except I've been working on my game. I've been working on my wrestling, my jujitsu and everything. You know, I feel super strong. You know, she says she's evolving in her grappling area. And I think we all knew that Amanda, her grappling is, I'd say it's better than Marina. Marina's got survival skills on the ground. What's going on, y'all? Oren and Zaman, Mojo. I think when it comes down to skills on the ground, yeah, we can definitely say Amanda's a better offensive grappler. You know, she's got the she's got that ability to control and submit. But yeah, Marina's defensive skills on the ground's been pretty solid over the years. 114. Was it 114.5? Okay. Even better. Even better, she's on point. I thought it was 115, but okay. Yeah, she said everything for this camp has been worked on the weaknesses from her last few fights, and they're prepared to use whatever they have and get this win. She also says she don't see this fight going the distance, which is crazy because I don't. I kind of do, but then again, I don't. But then again, I wouldn't be surprised because every time these fighters come in tense or a little bit, you know, like they're anticipating something, it turns out for like a chess match. You know what I mean? Like last week, Manon, or a couple weeks ago, Manon called for a stoppage. fight goes the distance, you know. So usually whenever they predict a finish, both fighters are going to come in cautious, right? They're going to be wary of their power. Another thing about Amanda, man, she was going in. I mean, shout out to WMMA rankings, but I know y'all probably seen this interview, but Lemos, she was going in, man. She said, look, I don't know what Marina talking about. This fight don't make sense. Fans talking about this fight don't make sense. She said, well, she should have took that Zhang Weili short notice fight. And I had to kind of laugh at that. I was like, dang. I mean, I disagree with it, but I'm just like, wow, like Amanda Lemos ain't playing. Matter of fact, let me pull up the site, WMMA rankings. Shout out to them again. Here's what Lemos said. She said, I think it's a big opportunity for me. If it doesn't make sense for her, she shouldn't have taken this fight. She turned down a fight with Zhang Weili, a fight that would have been crucial for her to get the belt, and she turned it down. She said, that's on her. I have nothing to do with that. People saying the fight with me doesn't make sense. Nobody forced her to take the fight. I'm a professional and I'm here. So for me, I partly agree. I mean, the fight makes sense to me because, for one, this is like, let me know in the chat, y'all. Like, this is Marina's third main event, right? Or is it her fourth? Is this her fourth main event? Yeah, because if this is her fourth main event, I mean, that's big on Marina. Like, she's building her stock up. You know, she gets another main event. She gets to train for another 5-round fight. And beating somebody like Lemos would definitely build her, it'll definitely build her stock up as one of the most dangerous fighters at strawweight. This will be like her fourth top 10 fighter in a row. No, fifth top 15 fighter in a row. So the fight does make sense. It's just got a high risk, low reward because Marina doesn't have anybody else to fight. So she had to take somebody. You know, if she didn't take on Marina, I mean, if she didn't take on Lemos, she'd be waiting like another, 7-8 months. And you know, Dana wants these contenders to stay active. So you can't just sit around and wait for the winner of Carla Zhang Weili, right? So take a fight. She took it. And it all around does make sense. It's just going to help Marina grow it when it's all said and done, right? Definitely makes a lot of sense for Lemos. I mean, she could swoop in, pull a Jennifer Maya and take that title shot, right? So, you know, she's loving it. So I know she's going to be ready. But yeah, I was just reading over that, man. And she was like, you know, she turned down this fight with Zhang Weili. That could have got her to the belt. And she was saying, you know, my main goal is to go for that belt. So she was like, I don't know why she turned it down. Hey, she said, it don't make sense. She said, it's not cool to say this fight doesn't make sense, you know, because, you know, a lot rides on it. So, I mean, you know, that's what you're supposed to be. Talk it up. Talk big game. Be confident. And hey, I just thought that was funny. She brought that up too. I guess she's been reading and she's been checking out articles too. She said, oh, she ducked that fight. And now she's talking about, I don't make sense. She said, you want to fight up, then why you going to diss me when you think you're fighting down, right? But it's all good, man. It's going to be a good test for her. It's going to be a good test for her. Jump into Marina, though. First of all, nothing but respect for Marina for this, man, because she is hungry. Marina's hungry. I mean, I told y'all about this, but Marina said, look, regardless of how I win this fight, I want that title shot. And that is what I think a lot of us want to hear, right? We want to hear somebody say, look, regardless of how I look in this fight, I'm still going for a title shot. You know, Marina's confident in that. You know, she gets a W, she's ready to move on. It'd be a split decision, unanimous, don't matter. Get dropped in the fight, get back up. I'm sure she's still good with the win. She wants to go for it, right? And that's how you're supposed to be thinking. You know, not every fight is going to be pretty. I mean, whenever you like try to set your standards too high and you can't reach them, it messes with you mentally. You know what I mean? Like Manon in her fight against Chikagan, I think set a standard so high, like wanting to stop Chikagan, that when she didn't do it, kind of got disappointed in herself. But no, like when you get to this point, it's like you just got to pass the level and get to the next step, right? That's what it is, especially when you ride these type of resumes that you have, right? You known and Marina very similar when it comes to resumes. They are both on, let me see. Well, Manon was on a 4-fight win streak. Now she's on a 5. Marina could be on a 5-fight win streak. And she knows that 5 wins in a row, I ain't got nowhere else to go but up. I ain't got nowhere else to go but up. And, you know, that's how you have to think about it. Look, opportunities don't come often. And if it's not a short notice, I mean, you got to take it. You got to take the opportunity. Because I'm sure, you know, Manon, she's going to get the time she needs to prepare for a championship fight. Same goes with Marina. Like, now that she's in this position, she beats Lemos. She beat ringside, like she said, to watch the Carla Zhang fight. Hey, it's all good, you know. We can have the same turnaround time. We fight 2 weeks close, you know what I mean? Like, 2 weeks apart or a week apart. James said, you got Marina. I'll give you my picks at the end. Don't ask me that yet. I think Marina's going to look very good in this fight. Oren said, yeah, that's the thing about Marina. Like Marina, I think her skill set and her experience is definitely something that's going to help her in this fight. She's beat, let's see, Ibas, Waterson, Dern, Yan Zhanan. Now she has a Lemos fight. That's like how many different looks in all 5 of them fights? Including Carla, that was a loss, but all of them fights, she's seen different looks. So I think she's going to know how to adjust more. She's going to come in with more confidence, I think. Well, I can't knock it. I mean, Lemos going to come in confident, of course, but I think she'll come in more experienced. Let me put it that way. Confidence rides high in both fighters. I think experience is going to be higher for Marina. So like I was saying, yeah, Marina is a fighter that knows these opportunities don't come. The last time could have cost her, but she was smart to just say, you know what? I'm gonna take my time. Another year or so, that's fine. I'll suffer the consequences. I'm not taking a short notice. I'm going to just do this my way. And now, if she goes in here and beats Lemos, it could go her way. She should get it this time, and she'll call for it. And that's what you're supposed to do. That's why I think a lot of people are upset with Grasso and Manon, because they fought all the way there, and they didn't just say, you know, I want to go for the title next. Because you're supposed to. You're not always going to be perfect in your last fight. You know, you'll do better in your next performance. That's what I say. Do better in your next performance. So don't try to beat yourself up and say, oh, man, I didn't look good. Oh, now I got to take another fight, get more experience. I mean, what if the next fight doesn't play in your favor? Like, what if the next style clashes with you and you have trouble again, right? So why do that? And I think Marina's got the best idea. Marina looked good in several of these fights. And hold on now. Oh, okay, never mind. I was looking. So I thought they did something wrong with Tapology. Never mind. Yeah, Marina, she's won her last 4 fights. And we can argue Yan Zhanan fight. She didn't look that good in it, right? But she knows that, hey, I got to move on. She would have taken a title shot if she had the opportunity, you know, on a reasonable time right after that fight, because she would say, hey, this fight ain't that fight, right? Each one is a learning experience. Get better from it. That's all it is. So you just have to have that mind state. You know, just have that mind state. Not every performance is going to be how you anticipated to go. If you get the W, you need to take your behind to the next level. That's what it is. Take it to the next level and don't look back. Marina, no, she on the clock now. Marina is 35, yo. Marina Rodriguez is 35. And she's acting like it now. She knows it's crunch time, y'all. Okay. So that's what it is. I'm glad. We know she'll be calling for a title shot after. But next thing I want to talk about, we're moving. Speaking of Manon, this sucks. This sucks for Manon. And I kind of knew this was coming because after that post-fight interview with the Ari Helwani interview where she talked about when she was coming back, and Manon stated that she'll probably be back in March or April. It depends on the injury she suffered. And she didn't go too much into it in that interview, but in this other interview, she unfortunately torn a ligament, has to go into knee surgery, and now she'll be out for however long now. No time limit, of course. So let me go ahead and pull this up. We can look at it. All right, so Manon Fiorito revealed she injured her knee during her Caitlin Chookagian fight. Ruptured a ligament, and it will require surgery next Tuesday. All right. So this Tuesday coming up, she'll be under surgery. Hopefully that goes well. And she'll be out for an undetermined amount of time. And I was thinking about that too. I was like, you know what? When she said something about her knee in that interview, I was like, I hope this ain't no serious injury, man. But apparently it turns out. So gonna have to have surgery. So now she'll be out for a little bit. And we'll see if her number one contender spot is still in the play over the next 3-4 months. It all depends on Tyler when she comes back as well. But what does that do for the division? Well, that definitely puts a hold on Valentina versus Manon now, right? So with that fight on hold, what's next? Tyler rematch or Grasso? Throw Grasso up in there next. Let's go ahead and get it, Grasso. Because me, I prefer, even though Tyler wants it, I would prefer Tyler get another fight. I don't know who, but I want her to, yeah, Caitlin Chookagian, that's a good one. Yeah, Tyler, go in there, dominate Caitlin Chookagian. You haven't fought that style yet. I don't care if she lost to Manon. Let's do it. Give her a confidence builder. That's a good fight. Do that, and that'll prepare her. In the meantime, let's do Grasso Valentin. Am I being wrong? I'm not being mean. That's good. That's a good fight. Because Valentin actually retweeted somebody's message too about that fight. So that could help. But going back to Manon, did Manon fight in? No, she got injured in the fight. I think it was like the first round or something like that. The knee cracked. She felt the knee crack in the fight. So she got injured in there. And that's another thing I wanted to talk about real quick. Yeah, Manon, you know, getting to that age also, 31, 32, right? That's something that you have to worry about, you know, as you get older, man. Like, you know, she runs, she cycles, skateboards, does a lot of things with her knees. You got to be careful with them things as you get older. You not run, and I can feel it in the knee every now and then now. I'm getting older. And there's certain things you can't do when you get older, man. Like, even training. Like, everybody says, oh, you got to go hard in training and fighting. Yeah, you got to go hard, but you got to change it up. You know, you got to change it up. You really do. You got to start changing certain things and taking the pressure off of certain workouts. Because you can just rip certain things just like that. That's why I don't be trying to go hard pushing 40, 50 years old. I'm trying to go in there and deadlift crazy weights, trying to tear my back out or something, you know. Same can be said for fighters. You know, the older you get, there's certain workouts I think can be skipped. And, you know, you can make up for it with less stressful workouts. So somebody like Manon that uses her legs and kicks a lot, there's certain workouts I think, you know, they have to be careful with, that they don't put a lot of stress on her knees and her ligaments like that. You know, see, it tore right in the fight. Maybe could have been from a lot of, you know, repetition of doing some of the same drills over and over, sometimes you just got to save it for the fight. You know, you just got to save it for the fight. Yeah, what's up, Lolita? She says, you get older, it is more difficult to recover from injuries. You cannot push yourself like you do when you were younger. Shoot, I'll be running these races, right? I'll be trying to catch up with these 16-year-olds. I can go now. I can finish 3 miles in 21 minutes. I can run 3 miles in like 19, 20 minutes. Man, these 16-year-olds, they be finishing in like 15, 16 minutes. That should tell you something. They be finishing in like 15, 16 minutes. And after I push it, I'd be like, oh man, legs done. It is tiring. I mean, back then when you and your teens, you 20 years old, you can push it, you can do whatever you want. Because if you twist something, pull something, yeah, you can heal faster. But as you get older, no, that stuff don't heal the same. It don't go back in the same place, right? It partially heals because your body's already starting to fall apart, sadly. You know, starting even in your 30s, you know, it starts in your 30s. That's sad, but it's true. So for somebody like Manon, I think, you know, she has to do some more workouts where she's not stressing a lot of her legs, you know, her joints and things like that, so she won't go in there and get hurt like this. But shout out to her, man. I mean, she still won the fight. I couldn't tell she was injured. I mean, could y'all? I couldn't tell she was injured at all. She was pushing through the fight. She looked fine. She could still beat a fighter on, like, chicane on her leg. So, hey, you know, I give her a lot of credit for that. You know, a lot of people can't beat Chikagan on two good legs, right? A lot of these fighters can't beat Chikagan on two good legs. So, you know, I got to give Manon some credit there. You know, he tore a ligament and she fought through it. Well, she fought injured before, you know, even off of C-19, she was good. You know, she still dominated in the fight. So, you know, I thought that was impressive. So, good on her, though. You know, she's getting surgery, get it taken care of. We'll keep her out of title talks for now, even though she's number one. yes, Lolita, that too. She get older, take care of your teeth. Take care of your teeth. Always. I don't floss as much. I use like a pick, but I need to, huh? Yeah. Matter of fact, I need to schedule the dentist appointment now that you mentioned. Oren said maybe that's why she didn't grapple. Yeah, yeah. That's one reason why she didn't grapple, I think, you know. Didn't say it right away because she probably didn't want to expose the injury, but she said that, you know, she wanted to use the wrestling more, but I think when that ligament, she probably didn't know it was torn right away, but she probably felt the crack or the pop and just said, it ain't nothing, but I'm not going to use my wrestling, right? But now we know that's what it was. So we'll see, man. With her out of action for a while, in the comment section, let me know. What do y'all think? Grasso next, yes or no? Who do y'all want, Tyler or Grasso, as we move on here? Tyler or Grasso? All right. Let's talk these fights. Tyler or Grasso for the title shot, that is. Okay, so UFC Vegas 64, start with the first fight on this card. Hang on. What was the weigh-ins for? Dang, four fighters missed weight. First it was five, now it's four. Somebody make up their mind. Okay. Five fighters missed weight. Or somebody had to come back and make weight. Well, I'm going to go by what I see here. I think as far as the women, just one fighter missed weight. Okay, before we jump on, let's see. Claude says Grasso next. Zama says Grasso won't happen, so Santos. Marcus Bell says Santos. Lolita says Tyler Santos. Oren said that if she needs surgery, that's very impressive. Oh, for her to fight through the fight? Yeah. I mean, yeah, for her to fight through the whole fight. and still come back? Hold on. All right. So I'm looking at these weigh-ins here. Let's look at Ramona Pascal and Tamiris Vidal first, okay? Didn't I tell y'all in the live, James Preston Santos, okay, didn't I tell y'all in the live the other day that somebody in this fight would miss weight? They should have just made this a featherweight fight. I think Ramona Pascal is on a mission to get down to 135, but she missed weight in this fight. Maybe eventually she wants to get there. Maybe she's working towards it, and this was just one of the hiccups that she had to sacrifice. But let's see. Ramona Pascal, Tamiris Vidal. Ramona is 137. Missed the weight by a pound, right? Because you can come in 136. Vidal, making her UFC debut, comes in 134. I seen a few of Vidal's fights. She's fought Aileen Perez. One off of disqualification. You know, because Aileen Perez hit her with a bunch of knees to the head and she got DQ'd. Fought for that Samurai Fight House a little bit. And she's a scrappy fighter. You know, had some defense issues in my opinion, but she's 6-1. She's fought Carol Rosa like way back, like 3 or 4 years ago. I think she's changed since then, but I think I seen her fight LFA one time. And she got a submission win because I was picking the other girl to win that was outboxing her, but then she came back and got a submission. So she's a tough fighter. Tough on the ground, scrappy. Ramona Pascal is on her what? 0-2 streak. She's 2 fights in the UFC. And she lost both of them. Jocelyn Edwards was lighting her up, man. I mean, y'all remember that? Jocelyn Edwards was lighting her up. And she was taking in bombs. Going into this fight, I think she tries to step in with a lot of those offensive strikes. I could see Tamiris Vidal taking her down and eventually trying to get that top control. I don't know how Ramona is on her back too much, but I think that'll be the advantage for Vidal if she can control her, get that top position and land ground and pound and get one of those submissions that she's good at. You know, she's done some arm bars I've seen. Like I said, she does a heel hook, choke. You know, she's a pretty decent submission artist, I think, over Ramona. So Ramona, could be in trouble definitely if the fight goes down to the ground. Like I said, if it goes to a slugfest, we'll see. You know, Ramona has some power, but sometimes she just comes straight forward. For instance, has Ramona won a fight in the UFC? Not yet. She's only 2 fights deep and she lost both of them. Yeah, she got lit up in that Jocelyn Edwards fight. Jocelyn Nunes fight. Jocelyn Edwards is more of a tit-for-tat fight, but it was a clear win for Edwards, but Jocelyn Nunes was cracking her. I mean, she about stopped. That was a good fight. So the chin is open. It's there. But she has power, too. Her coming in a little bit bigger might play into her advantage. You know, her, you know, packing on a little bit more power. Because I think Vidal's like 5'5". Let me see who she is. Yeah, she's 5'7", so she's a big bantamweight. You know, she can come in a little bit heavier, too. I'm going to just pick in this one. I don't know. I still say it's 50-50, even though she got the UFC experience because she's lost. I'm going to go with Vidal in this fight. I think Vidal's going to come in a little bit more conditioned. I think she'll get it to the ground. I think Vidal might win a decision or by submission in this one. I mean, what do y'all think? If y'all really into this fight here, I'm not sure, because Ramona's got a lot to prove. She could be dangerous on this 2-fight losing streak, but I'm gonna go with Vidal in this one. Disappointed Ramona didn't make weight either, you know, so that's another thing. I'm gonna go with Tamiris Vidal in that one. And let's see, what else do we have? History repeating itself too, right? Hang on. Let me see. Who do y'all got in this fight, though? Just 1 second here. Let me check what y'all saying. Jocelyn, James Prince said Jocelyn needs to take someone out soon. Well, she needs to, they need to give her more fights. You know, they need to give her more fights. I mean, her last opponent was kind of big, Ramona Pascal, right? But this one could be more built for her to stop, right? It's going to be more built for her to stop, I think. Mark said, I'm going to go with the other fighter. Just means, but I'm going to go with the other fighter other than Pascal. Also, he always going to pick against me. Hang on. Oh, that was weird. Trying to plug my charger in, hit a bunch of buttons here. Okay. So, yeah, jump into this next fight here. Let's see. This fight here, Miranda Maverick, Shannon Young, it's a rerun. We've seen this before. Miranda Maverick fought her in the flyweight tournament, Shannon Young, and got a first-round choke, I think, rear-naked choke. First round finish. It was like a tournament. So yeah, it was only one round anyway, but she got the finish in that fight, right? Going into this fight, I think Miranda has more experience. I think she's gotten better as a fighter as well. You know, don't let the record fool you as far as who she's fought, as far as her losses, but look at who she's fought. You know, she's fought tougher competition, you know, Barbara Robertson, Blanchfield. Even Mazo, you know, she went in there and finished Mazo, though. But when it comes down to improvements, I think she's gotten better with her stand-up, gotten better with her her hands as a whole, gotten stronger as well. So that's something to look at, you know. I still think something was wrong with her in that Aaron Blanchfield fight, just a little bit. Robot Chicken said, God bless Combo. Thank you for your dedication. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. You know, appreciate you because you appreciate me. Okay, that's how I see it. All right. So, yeah, Miranda, I think, has better competition. Shannon Young got like a, I believe it was like a first, second round finish over Gina Mazo. So I'm not really going to knock that fight, but you know, I still say it's a good win. You know, it was a crack of a two-fighter losing streak. And she fought, maybe she fought Macy Chase on. She's lost to her. Stephanie Edgar's finished her before. So if you look at her resume, she hasn't been as active, hasn't been fighting the best competition. She was out because she had a baby. I just got to go with the more active fighter and the fighter that, you know, tends to just stay on their grind in this one. I know Miranda's been doing a lot of other things, of course, but I'm gonna go with Miranda in this fight. By finish, I'm not sure, because Shanna does get scrappy in there. With this being three rounds, I think the pace is going to be different, and it's not going to be the same, but I think Miranda will win this one. I think she should get this fight for sure. Just off of her growth and experience, because I was looking back at that one round with the first fight, and you know, she was having fun in it. You know, she was in there just using her grappling to the best of her ability, got the finish. And yeah, I think might come in this fight possibly second or third round. So decision from Miranda or submission. That's what I'm going to say. Same as Tamir's Vidal. All right. This other fight here, I think I skipped over because I was trying to go into order on this card here. Let's see. Poliana Viana, Jenny Fry. You know, Poliana Viana, man, she was kind of disappointing in her last performance against Tabitha Ricci. You know, I thought Viana was going to use that height to her advantage. You know, use that striking. Try not to grapple so much with a fighter like Tabitha Ricci. But she came up short. You know, everybody kind of gets hung up on Viana's submission skills. But, yeah, you know, she's got skills. You know, she can finish you with an arm bar. But you got to look at who she was fighting, though. You really do. And it seems like when she knew she was in there with another black belt in jiu-jitsu and Tabitha Ricci, she didn't know how to make adjustments. You know, she didn't know how to make adjustments to keep the fight standing and just outpoint Tabitha Ricci. So I think going into a fight with Jenny Fry, you know, Jenny Fry, I think she has the skills. To me, definitely got the skills. I mean, I've been watching Jenny Fry for years now since she, you know, won that belt, even in Invicta. Before that, she was atomweight. And I do agree. I can't remember who said that, but like, I do believe sometimes Jenny Fry doesn't fight with full-on confidence, you know. And I'm just being honest, you know, that's as a fan, like, I would say that, you know, to her. Like, I feel like in some of her fights, if you look at her performances, like, she got the skills to beat a lot of these girls, but some of them she came up short. Like, she could have, to me, knocked out Kay Hansen early and avoided being taken down and submitted. Could have beat Vanessa Demopoulos, clearly. Well, I thought she did beat Vanessa Demopoulos, but they gave the decision to Vanessa. I thought Jenny Fry clearly won that. But again, she had the precision to knock her out. I believe she rocked Vanessa in that fight. She did come back nicely in that Glory DePaula fight where she used her wrestling. Like, she didn't try to strike with the striker. She knew that her ground game was better than DePaula, so she took her down and wrestled her. You know, so I think same thing will play in this fight. I can see Jenny Fry using her hands, smartly controlling the fight. She's a southpaw. She got a hard left hand. I can see her out striking. She just got to avoid takedowns from Poliana. You know, I'm going to go with Jenny Fry in this fight by decision, though. I think she can win this fight. Robot Chicken said he's going with OG Fry. Marcus said he's going for Fry. Oren, so you're going to do a fight companion for the Marina fight? Probably will. Yeah, I will be doing that. Brian Williams said Poliana wasn't used to carrying that extra weight in a fight yet. She might do better this time, but I'm ready for Jen to start making a move. Yeah, I'm going to go with, I'm going with Jenny Fry in this fight. I think Jenny Fry has more tools. Might be similar to Andrea Lee, where she got a lot of tools, but she comes up short. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, sometimes it's a confidence thing. I think it might be a confidence thing. So, we'll see, though. All right, last one. I was going to hold out on y'all and do a video on this, but I said, you know what? Let me stop teasing y'all. Oh, man. This one's tough to pick, man. Please don't make me do it. Oh, please don't make me do it. Who do I pick? All right. Before I pick, let me just say, this is a good fight, y'all. This is a good fight. This is a good main event. I like it. I know the casual fans don't like it, but hey, y'all can go, you know what? So these women deserve shine here. You know, I like Marina style, Lemos style, explosion when you put these two together. Let me think. Marina. Let's start with Marina, man. Marina got a lot of experience, man. She's a good Muay Thai fighter. Pretty good survival skills on the ground. Getting better with the takedown defense and control. Good straight punches. I don't think she jabs enough. y'all heard my past videos. I always talk about her lack of a jab, Marina, because I thought she could have jabbed the crap out of Mackenzie Dern and knocked her out, but she kind of avoided that and just throws those hard one-twos. She's got a good gas tank, good footwork, puts her punches together at a different pace. They're not always hard. Like I said, one of her weaknesses is the lack of a jab. Also, sometimes she marches with her punches, which I think can be dangerous. That's why I know she does Muay Thai, but sometimes you have to switch to that boxing mode where you don't march, but you just kind of half step in with your shots. Not even half step, but you know, quarter of a step, and not fully march in where you can get countered. And that's how Yan Xianan landed on it, right? Let me see. But yeah, she's got the experience going this fight, you know. 4 top 15 fighters on her resume. Just getting better as a fighter, in my opinion. This is a tough one, man. Let me say this. Keys to victory. I'll do it that way. I'm not prolonging it. Let me do this as a keys to victory. Okay. For Marina, in this fight, I think she needs to do what she hasn't been doing, and that is using her jab. You know, she's got to use her jab to keep Lemos at bay, because Lemos could very much well step in and try to go for takedowns. She might turn into a grappler in this fight. So jabbing is important. Also, the jab can be used to mask her right hand, you know. And I think that's why some fighters don't get knocked out by the right hand, because they see it coming. They can take it. See, Ibas, you know, she came running in and she ran right into a truck 2 times. But I think moving forward for Rodriguez, if she jabs more, the right hand is masked, and then boom, you come over the top. So, you know, mask her right hand with a jab, keep the fight at a range, use those teep kicks to the body, kind of take the wind out of Lemos. You know, Lemos swings wild, that gas her, body shots gasses her, prepare, you know, take her into deep waters in like the 5th round. Her tie clinch, you got to use that. You know, not even like to land knees, but just to, you know, turn and throw Lemos aside, ragdoll her. You know, she grabs that head. Say if she runs in for a takedown, tie clinch, land a few knees maybe, and just grab her by the shoulder and toss her. Go back to the center of the octagon. Go back to controlling it with the jab, you know. Combinations. You know, you stay one up over Lemos by just volume. You know, I think she throws more combinations than Lemos, so that's going to be important in the fight, I think. Amanda Lemos, let me see. She's got a different level that Rodriguez might not see coming in this fight, and that's what makes it tricky to pick. You know, she's a good boxer. You know, I love the way she keeps range and she throws that right hand, but sometimes she throws too hard. Sometimes she throws too hard. You know, she throws up shots with too much intensity, and I'd be like, yo, stop it. You know, you're going to get knocked out yourself if you keep throwing these wild shots. You keep throwing home run punches. So in this fight, she's got to flick more punches out with her too. Jab. Got to have her jab flicked out there. And it sets up, you know, the pacing for her, you know, where she can keep a good rhythm, not gas out, always be able to reset and not be off balance, and keeps her safe from taking one of these bombs from Marina Rodriguez. So I think, you know, jab is important for Lemos. For Lemos, I think clinching is important. You know, clinch fight, closing range on a tall, long fighter. I want to see the clinch in this fight, land shots to the body. You know, just rough up Marina against the cage. You know, put her on the back foot. You know, Marina, not the best on the back foot because they both so used to coming forward. So educated pressure from Lemos, you know, mid-range, set up her power shots. Just don't go crazy with it. Body shots are important for her too. You know, we've seen Marina hurt to the body before. So her front kick to the body is going to be critical. It's almost like they're a mirror. somewhat. Like, they're different, slightly different, but they both have a lot of same tools that they just use in different ways. You know, I don't know if anybody else sees it the same way, but they have something different that separates them, of course, but some of the things that stand out about them definitely match them up. You know, whether you're talking about their right hand or even like their knees in the clinch. Like, Marina may be easy to take down at times, but she's strong in the clinch. Like, she's rough. Like, when she starts throwing elbows and knees, she's vicious. But I think Lamos might have the physical edge and strength. So her knees could be critical here. And her calf kicks, man. Like, you see the reaction that Jessica Andrade was getting? Like, Jessica Andrade was kind of eating them shots and kind of spinning around and getting hurt off them calf kicks from Lamos. So imagine if Lamos works those in this fight. That might be her key. You know, tear that lead leg up with Marina, and she can get this fight to the ground. Tear that lead leg up. She won't see the big shots upstairs coming, you know. So those are the keys, I think, for Lamos. You know, just clinch, fight a little bit, make it dirty on the inside, use them calf kicks to take away the power of Marina. Because when you start hitting them legs, she won't be able to sit down on shots too much. You know, she'll start respecting the power. So I think those are some big keys for Lamos, though, to really set up her right hand. Because I think Marina, and they've been watching, and they're going to be careful when it comes down to the power. You know, they're going to be watching. Now, how it goes, oh, man, let me see how this fight goes. I think the first round, both fighters are going to respect each other. Eventually, they'll turn it up in the third minute of the round, first round, maybe around minute three, minute two. But I think they're going to get into a groove by the second round, and you'll see Lamos want to close the distance. She want to close that distance, and when she finds that Marina's moving a lot to avoid the power, she's going to land a lot of inside shots here. But I think Marina's going to be trying her best to control with those combinations that she throws, you know. I think whoever gets their leg kicks going is going to really be a key in this fight. I do. You know, with the Muay Thai fighter and this boxer fighting, oh, man, whoever gets them leg kicks going, that's going to really tell the story. Yeah, Lamo's feint game is good, you know. I like how she sets up a right hand. You know, she's good at setting up with those feints. Orin said, "Come, do you think Lamos is going to fight conservatively?" I think maybe like the first round or so, she will kind of hold back. Like, you can't throw wild against Marina. Marina will knock you out. Like, she took those chances against Angela Hill because there was no power factor. But she's going to fight conservative, I think, in this fight, like she did with, like she tried to with Andrade, you know. She's going to know that I got to pick her apart from the outside if I can. I just got to be quick about it and then eventually close distance. Who do I pick in this one? Oh, man, look. I like both of these fighters. I like both of them, really. I do. Hang on. Oh, man, I really like both of these fighters. I don't know, man. Going off of skills and experience, having been here before and just being a very high-level striker, oh, man, Marina, and having trained for five-round fights several times now. Marina has the ability to win by knockout or by decision, I believe. Okay. Amanda getting a little antsy sometimes can kind of swing over the fence. You know what I mean? She can try to go for that home run, which is dangerous. But Lamos, I think, has to win by knockout in this fight. And she also has the ability to win by submission. Okay, she's better on the ground. you know, I think Marina's definitely great at getting away from submissions, but I think in this fight here, Lemos could really pull off something on the ground because that's going to be her best bet to securing a W, I think. Her winning by decision, that's going to be hard, though. Lemos winning by decision. So the question is, can she land something big and hurt Marina and get her out of there? Tough one, y'all. Tough one to pick. Okay, let me think. Lemos has knocked out a lot of people, but not on the high level. She submitted Watterson. Close win against Angela Hill. Marina, on the other hand, knocked out Ibas, beat Dern, shut her down. Close fight with a striker now. Close fight with a striker like Yan Zhana. So that's where it gets scary, where Lemos might be able to play into that factor with her rhythm and feigning. Oh, man. Who do y'all got? Y'all tell me who y'all got. Y'all put in the comment section who y'all got. I'm giving it to you. I'm about done here in a minute because it's the last thing I'm going to say. So I'm going to be, I want to be as quick about it as I can. But go ahead, man. Let me know. Let me think.
Oh, man.
I like both fighters. I do. But I know the last time I picked against Marina. I don't know why I did it. Like, I kept saying Marina in the Ibas fight, but I picked Ibas. I can't remember why I did that, too. Maybe because I thought her ground game was going to come into play. I'm going to go with Marina by decision. I just think she's gone too far now to let this thing go. I'm going to go with Marina by decision. I love Lemos. If Lemos wins the fight, I'm still happy because that's still one of mine. But I just got to go with experience and skills in this fight. I think she can do it. It's going to be a good fight, though, man. I think this will be a good fight. I'm going to go Marina, y'all. Yeah, I'm going to go Marina. I made that mistake and picked against Ibas. Very stupid of me. Because I kept saying, you know, Marina's got this and that. But then I go, Ibas is going to cancel that out. And what does she do? She knocked out Ibas 2 times in one fight. So. Brian said, we should come and get me his shirt. Well, you weren't one of the first ones that night to donate. It was like a first five people thing. Matter of fact, who's the other fifth? Because I sent 4 out. Because the fifth one hasn't got here yet. Coach. Yeah, he was the fifth one. Yeah, I got his coming. Yeah, it was the first 5 people that donated that night. And Wild Tiger, yeah. So it was the first 6, I believe, yeah. He said, yes, I was. Ask BJ. How would BJ know? Because I got the super chats right in front of me. I got the emails. Bluebird, Wildest Moments, Sync, Coach, and BJ. And then I went for 6, right? It was Wild Tiger. She sent a big one. That's why I said I got to get her one. So I got this next crop coming in. Let me think. I think, yeah, you must have been like 8 or 9 there or something. Because, yeah, I got the super chat up here. I got to pull it up here. Hold on. He said, ask BJ like he got the tape or something. He said, ask BJ like he got the tape, man. Like he got the tape of me doing it. Hold on. Let me pull my stuff up here. Supers, y'all. You go all the way back. Oh, you know what? Let me let the supers refresh because they took away my ads again because I had to do some verification. So when that fixes, I'll have it back up. Gotta refresh my thing. No, I'll double check. I'm gonna double check though, man. I'm gonna still double check for you. Hold on. Cause I wanted to, yeah, I want to make sure I got, you know, that list right. Cause I know when they were coming through that day, it was like 5, 6, and I pushed it to 6 because it kept going. So I said, yeah, I'll go ahead and throw in another one. But I'm gonna double check it when it comes up. Todd Johnson says he got Marina by decision. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Marina, man. I go with Marina by decision, possibly late one. You know, I think when it gets down there, but don't be surprised if the power comes into play from Lemos. But really, the ground game, y'all, the ground game. If Lemos was able to submit Rodriguez, that'd be big, man. That'd be big. But I gotta go with Imrod because Imrod's been, you know, riding high with this momentum, and we'll be good to go. You know, she'll be good to go. She knows that when she keeps it going, she'll be in that good place. Real quick, just some chats before I bounce. Let's see. Yeah. No problem, bro. I'm just going to check over that list one more time because, you know, I don't mind sending these things out. I got some few more coming. I'm glad BJ got his. Over and said, who do you think Weili fights next if she loses? If Weili loses, I think she could fight. Let me think. Weili loses. Could be the loser of this fight or Mackenzie Dern. It could be the loser of this fight or Mackenzie Dern. Weili versus Lemos sounds like a good fight to me, though. Okay. Let's go back up. Marina by decision. Todd Johnson, that's up. He said he got Marina, too. Oren and BJ said they got Marina. I know Lolita got Lemos. She got Lemos. All right. Gabriella, what's up? Gabriella said, how would Casey O'Neill do in the strawweight division? She mentioned that she is going to go open to going down. Ooh, I don't know. We might have to say that for another video, Gabriella, but real quick, I will say maybe she could fare okay. If she does it, she's gonna have to do it now. She can't do this when she get older, man. She got to do it now when she's, what, 23, and she's got the frame. It shouldn't be hard to lose the weight because she's not, like, muscle, like, lean like Joanna was. You know, she just got some jiggle to her. You know, like, not bad jiggle. Like, you know, she's kind of thick. So if she shed those pounds, you know, thigh area, the midsection, she'd come in like a longer fighter like Marina Rodriguez, you know what I mean? So that weight that she has on is not weight that shouldn't be hard to come off versus like trying to take muscle off. That's hard. Yeah, 25. Okay, BJ, she's 25. All right. Yeah, 25 is time. If she wants to do it, I believe she needs to do it now. I wonder how it would look on her though. That's the question. I think it would look better on Jillian Robertson because, you know, she looks a little bit thinner, but I've always seen Casey O'Neill as having that, you know, kind of like thick shape to her that kind of jiggles, you know, like, I'm not being funny. I'm just saying that's what it is. Like, when you see her move, that's how her thighs are built. You know, she's just got that type of thick physique to her. But it, like I said, it should be no problem shedding that off if she takes it down the right way, shed that, you know, a little bit, shed that fat off around that area, and should be good to go. Ooh, they make a fight with Jessica Andrade. That'd be crazy. But yeah, do it now. I think she need to do it now. How she would fare, I don't know, because that's a striker heavy division. Yeah, maybe she'd be a weight bully like Brian said. We'll see. Like I told BJ earlier, Weili gonna take her out. Weili gonna take her out. Ooh, her versus Lemos, that would be an interesting fight. But that's all I got, y'all. Those are my picks for this episode. appreciate everybody that's been subscribing. Just keep subscribing. Let's get to 2K. We at 1,300 now. Just keep working. And yeah, you know, the WMMA fighters need this promotion, so we're just gonna keep rocking with it, right? So they better appreciate it, right? That's what it is now. But stay tuned to BJ. He's about to go live here in a minute. So I'm jumping off here, going live in No Filter MMA. Subscribe over there. Appreciate each and every one of y'all. Brian, Lolita, even Zama. Over in. Let's see. Here we go. Yeah. I'm closing this thing down. Leave y'all picks in the comments if y'all missed it. Lolita said you're going to do the fight companion. I will. You know, probably be on for the prelim card, doing a lot of the girls fight, you know, the women's fights. And then definitely jumping on for the midnight show, you know, for the main event. All right. So not going to cut into your time, BJ, because it's been like 3 weeks since you've been live. So let's get him to a G. Combo Breaker 99. I'm out. Subscribe. Peace.